From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump Monday announced that the United States was returning North Korea to its list of state sponsors of terrorism over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs.
This designation will impose further sanctions and penalties on North Korea and related persons and supports our maximum pressure campaign to isolate the murderous regime. Tomorrow, the Treasury Department will be announcing an additional sanction and a very large one on North Korea, and this will be going on over the next 2 weeks. It'll be the highest level of sanctions by the time it's finished over a two-week period.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it's part of a peaceful pressure campaign that he hopes will lead to a diplomatic breakthrough, although the North is already heavily sanctioned.
It may, though, disrupt and dissuade some third parties from undertaking certain activities with North Korea, as it does impose a prohibition on a number of other activities that might not be covered.
Japan and South Korea welcomed the statement. China's foreign ministry described the situation as complicated and sensitive and called for negotiation. Egypt-sponsored reconciliation talks get underway today in Cairo among several Palestinian political factions, including Hamas, which controls Gaza, and the Fatah-led Palestinian Authority in the West Bank. The two sides last month announced their intention to form a unity government. The Palestinian Authority has since taken control of border crossings. However, UN Middle East envoy Nikolay Mladenov warned that if the talks fail, there will most likely be another devastating conflict in the region. In Washington, this is VOA News. Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, faces the prospect of impeachment proceedings today that may lead to his ouster. This following last week's military takeover and his removal as leader of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Simon Kayamoyo is a party spokesperson.
A caucus of ZANU-PF parliamentarians, which has just concluded, was attended by 230 ZANU-PF members of parliament. Out of 260 members, has endorsed the impeachment.
It criticizes the 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe for being a source of instability, flouting the rule of law, and presiding over an unprecedented economic tailspin for the last 15 years. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Monday expressed horror over video footage showing migrants being sold as slaves in Libya.
I abhor these appalling acts and call upon all competent authorities to investigate these activities without delay and to bring the perpetrators to justice.
Guterres said slavery has no place in the world, calling such actions among the most egregious abuses of human rights that may amount to crimes against humanity. Video was aired last week at an apparent live auction where black men were presented to North African buyers as potential farmhands and sold off. At a meeting in Brussels Monday, Amsterdam and Paris won the right to host two European Union agencies now based in London. This once Brexit talks on the UK divorce from the Union are complete. The European Medicines Authority will go to Amsterdam, while the European Banking Authority will relocate to Paris. Halbe Zijlstra is the Dutch foreign minister.
Of course, the Netherlands is very pleased with the trust given to us by other European countries and the European Medicine Agency moving towards Amsterdam. It's good news for patients all through Europe, so because we can deliver continuity on medicines being available on the market and continuity on controls on bad medicines in the European market.
Paris also took a step closer to being Europe's financial center when it won the right to host the European Banking Authority over rival city Frankfurt. The death toll from a suicide bombing in the northeast Nigerian town of Mubi has risen to 50 at a mosque during morning prayers. There's been no claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram is suspected. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.